1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The holiday travel rush seems like pre-pandemic times. With 2 days until Thanksgiving, all routes to the dinner table are jammed.
Husband and wife Kevin Telly and Becky Kiley are joining the estimated 49 million Americans hitting the road this week.
We're driving up to Minneapolis from Chicago.
AAA says 4.5 million people will fly to their Thanksgiving destination despite higher ticket prices. Priceline estimates domestic flights this holiday season are 15% more expensive than last year.
Prosecutors have gotten what they asked for the 53-year-old man who drove his SUV through the window of an Apple store near Boston, killing one person and injuring 19 others.
Your Honor, the Commonwealth is requesting $100,000 cash bail to assure this defendant's appearance, as well as a condition that he be ordered not to operate a motor vehicle during the pendency of the case.
That's exactly what the judge ordered for Bradley Rain. He told police he was looking for an eyeglass store when his right foot got stuck on the accelerator. A familiar face returned to the White House podium.
It's really a great pleasure to be back here with you again, albeit, I believe, for the last time.
Dr. Anthony Fauci urging Americans to get vaccinated or boosted against COVID by the end of the year, which coincides with his retirement.
Please, for your own safety, for that of your family, get your updated COVID-19 shot as soon as you're eligible to protect yourself, your family, and your community.
He says it lowers the risk of dying from the newest variants by 14%. British scientists hope to double the survival rate of people with advanced cancer.
The five-year program's aimed at developing new strategies to fight cancer. It's based on the understanding that cancer cells actually live in complex ecosystems that co-opt non-cancerous cells to grow and spread. Targeting those cells could stop the cancer in its tracks, even kill it entirely. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Secretary of State Blinken's in Doha, where he's criticizing FIFA for threatening to penalize World Cup players who wear armbands in a show of support for the LGBTQ community.
It's always concerning from my perspective when we see any restrictions on freedom of expression. It's especially so when the expression is for diversity and for inclusion.
At today's matches.
Scramble mode, frantic mode, playing it in. Head sideways.
Saudi Arabia staged one of the biggest upsets ever, beating Lionel Messi's Argentina on Fox. And we're just in, Cristiano Ronaldo and Manchester United have agreed mutually to part ways. Dow up 263. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3966.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government needs your investment in oil and is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel. Call 800-278-7455. Encore Energy is a very active oil and gas operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Get this big tax deduction for 2022. Hurry before it's too late. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Portage County Public Safety Emergency Management Committee will meet at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, November 23rd at the Portage County LEC Training Room, 1500 Strongs Avenue in Stevens Point. Bellin Health and Gunderson Health System have announced that they plan to begin combined operations on December 1st. Bellin and Gunderson announced June 1st they were deep into discussions of a planned merger of equals to strengthen the personal, local medical care, and experience for which they are known for in their respective communities. The merger allows the health systems to offer access to more resources and a broader network of services that will improve care for the patients and families they serve. The anticipated closing date on the merger is November 30th, with operations beginning December 1st. The system's headquarters in both Green Bay and La Crosse will remain with balanced leadership. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Highs level off around 39 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 18 tonight, partly cloudy skies, mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, highs level off around 44. Highs level off around 44 Thursday under cloudy skies, 40 Friday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 31.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
All these streams that are streaming now, and we're here at the last hour already, my friend.
I know, it's...
It just flies.
This one's been, you know what, though? Can I just say this?
Yeah.
It is such a joy to work with you. It always has been. I mean, we established last week's a little bit of our history, and we've known each other for a long time. We were staunch morning show competitors on the FM dial.
For decades.
A long time. But we met one another, and we just... It just glued, you know, it was just so easy. And so when I do this with you, I always know that it's just going to fly by because it's like, it's, you know what it is? It's like you and I sitting down having a glass of wine.
With
I mean,
less,
it really is.
With, you and, without the profanity.
Well, that's true. I hate to, you know what? I hate to say it, but I swear like a merchant marine. It's terrible.
I blame radio. That's where I learned how to swear. It is.
I hate to even admit this. I taught my kids how to.
Is that what you passed down to your children?
There was a time when Liz popped out with something, and Lou, my husband, looked at me and he said, she was two years old. And he looked at me and he goes, she didn't learn that from me. And I'm like, oh God.
Might have been me.
Oops.
Well, right back at you. It is always such a joy to work with you. And we have just had terrific guests already.
Absolutely.
With Patty Habeck from Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin, and then Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report. I love that woman so much.
She is just a fireball.
Isn't she a pistol?
Yeah.
And we've never actually met in person. I interviewed her and talked to her over the phone many years, and then finally with Zoom, we finally been able to meet face-to-face in that way. But I really would love to meet her one day and just hang with her because she's so knowledgeable and a straight shooter and funny and just a wonderful advocate for our farmers.
I just love people who have passion. They drive me. People who have passion like she does, they're an inspiration. They really are. It's just like, hey, this is great. You should love what you do and it should love you too. And it just seems like she's getting that kind of relationship from her farmers. And she's, I just thought she was a kick.
Yeah, she is a kick. Speaking of a kick, or this would be more of a flick, I guess, coming up at 1:30, Truly Remarkable Loon, man who's been juggling for 47 years based out of Madison, is going to join us to talk about him hanging up his spinning plates and all he juggles beanbag chairs. And
I know.
It's just incredible, incredible stuff. So he is going to be joining us for the last half hour of the show. Because we are so controversial, Carol, we're just going to blow it all up on the day before we leave.
Every now and then, you just got to take
a break. Yeah, you gotta be bold. So, Christmas music.
Yeah, don't.
Yes or no? Is it too soon? When is it too soon?
You know, I think it's... there's a lot of... places that are embracing Christmas music already. And I know that my opinion is a little bit on the controversial side because it's too soon for me. It's just too soon for me. And I just can't. There are only so many incarnations of different Christmas songs that you can make it interesting for me. But I also feel that same way about, I don't need Christmas in July, Hallmark. I don't. I just think that sometimes we're just so inundated with it that, and I, this is, people are going to hate me, but that's just my opinion. I don't want to listen to Christmas music quite yet. I want to get through. And this comes from, hey, listen, I'm raising my hand. I have a Christmas tree up already.
We talked about that last week.
Yeah, the little 2-footer that, you know, I just put up and I light it every morning and I get great joy out of it. But I don't have anything else up. I just have to get through Turkey Day first.
I'm with you. And, you know, I worked for a radio station that was always one of the first in the market to start playing Christmas music.
Yes, I know.
And so, if Burl Ives were alive, I would probably harm him because Holly Jolly Christmas just about sent me over a cliff.
Oh, golly.
After the 9,000th time that I heard it.
Yeah. So you've got your classics, and that's fine. And on Christmas morning, I will say, I will get up and I'll put on Spectrum. Yeah. They have the Christmas music.
Definitely.
I'll put that on, start a fire in the fireplace. We all open our presents and things like that. But then I'm done. I'm like, yeah.
Put it away.
Done.
Put it away for next year.
Done. But I feel the same way about the Christmas letter.
Send out a Christmas letter?
No.
Oh, good.
No. I send, with the cards that I send out, everybody gets a personalized, I write a personalized note. I know that is very old school, and I know a lot of people don't have the time for that, but it'll be like my old college roommate. Hi, Gay, how are you and Dave? Blah, 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 blah. It's only a couple of sentences, but I just, if...
That's a
if
nice
you
touch. Send me,
right. Well, I just, if I know you really well enough... To get the letter, I already know all that stuff. And if I don't, then I'm not really a true blue friend of yours. I should know all that stuff already.
And I might value a little bit more honesty instead of...
Yeah, I don't tell me all the trips you've been on and all the stuff that's
right.
So good. Yeah.
How about young Ricky just lost another job and his girlfriend dumped him because he can't tie his shoes.
Yeah, no, my Christmas card this year may say 2022 was really crappy to me. Love, Carol.
Let's have a little candor in our Christmas letters. Come on.
I know.
Instead of everything is hunky-dory and we traveled the world and we inherited $1 million.
Sure.
Yeah, that would certainly, now that would be worth looking forward to.
Yeah, well, if I could get a Christmas letter from the dude that won $500 million, I'd be real happy, because then I'm going to hit you up for some cash down in Illinois, the person that won that lottery.
That's right. I completely forgot about that.
See, you forgot about that?
And it hasn't been that long. It's only been a couple weeks.
Yeah, see, I'm still stewing on it, because I only got one number.
Are you still ticked?
Yeah. I just, whatever.
You got one?
One number. I bought like $30 worth of tickets, and I got one number.
That's better than a lot of folks. I mean,
I don't get anything for it.
I know, but even so, just the thrill of being able to circle it and go, ooh.
Yeah,
I got one.
So, well, now I have to ask you something. It has to do with the holidays. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We are going to my sister's. We're going to my sister Suzanne's.
Are you going to have a traditional Thanksgiving?
We are going, because she is a more traditional than I am. So we are having she's getting a little turkey breast.
Okay.
And a little ham. There's not a whole bunch of us, Carol. It's kind of a small group. You know, there might be 5 or 6 of us. And we certainly don't and shouldn't eat like we used to.
Well, it's just one day.
I know. But, you know, and we'll probably do the green bean casserole, which I love. I wish someone would make my mother's stuffing. I was talking about this to Philip Morris yesterday, and I tried to recreate her stuffing, and there was just something magical she did to it that was fabulous that hasn't been recreated.
Oh, well, just keep plugging away at it. You never know.
And I'm bringing dessert, but Nobody likes pumpkin pie.
Oh, okay.
So I'm probably going to make something cherry.
I'm going to make these cranberry bars. This is a first for me because I have some fresh cranberries. And Liz
that
is
we
making...
That we got from the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers
exactly,
Association.
Exactly. We just heard in great detail about. Liz is making, that's my daughter. She makes pumpkin pies, but she makes them out of real pie pumpkins. Like she cooks the pie. She doesn't use canned pumpkin.
Oh, my.
She cooks the pumpkins and she grinds them up and then, yeah. So it's got a little fresher flavor. It's a little different.
Is it nicer?
Yeah. It's the only thing that's off-putting about it is that it's not orange. It's more of a brown kind of color. It doesn't have that orange pumpkin-y look to it.
That's fascinating.
And she also found a recipe, may not be for everybody, but it's a bourbon pumpkin pie. So she's throwing some bourbon in it.
Now
we're talking.
Now that intrigues me.
Now we're talking.
That I find intriguing. Yeah. Is she much of a cook? Your daughter?
Both my kids are.
They are?
Yeah, both of them are. Actually, my son Alexander, Santa gave him in his stocking one year when he was five, his own knife. I know that sounds awful, but that's what Santa gave him because he wanted to help mom chop all the time. And he kept reaching for the saber that I have. And I'm like, you're going to lose a finger, dude. And I used to pull the kitchen chair, up, and he'd stand at the counter. And so he got this little fish knife with a little blade on it so he could cut his own stuff.
That's great.
But they've always been interested in cooking. But I've always been one that has said, come help mom, just to get them interested, because I wanted them to know how to do it. Sure. I wanted them to be able to sustain themselves when they were adults.
But it takes a lot of dedication to make a pumpkin pie from scratch. That's why I'm just so impressed with Liz's dedication to pure pumpkin.
She does nothing halfway. Nothing. I'm just going to be honest with you. Nothing.
Trying to think of who that reminds me of.
The apple didn't fall far from the tree.
Not far at all.
No, but so yeah. So I'm going to go to my brother's.
Isn't regular turkey and stuffing and smashed potatoes and all that?
Yeah, yeah.
And what will you bring? Do you bring something?
I'm the appetizer lady. I bring all kinds of appetizers. And I make everybody full and not even want the dinner. So we have appetizers and cocktails for like 2 hours, and then all of a sudden we're supposed to sit down at the table and eat a full meal. And it's, you know, I'm surprised that we have all these leftovers to bring home. It's like we get stuffed. We're pigs. We're pigs.
Well, it, like you said, it's the one day you missed our conversation. Brooke was here with Colin Yelich, Christian Yelich's brother. They actually have a contest, Carol, where everyone weighs themselves before dinner and then they weigh themselves after dinner to see who consumed the most food.
Oh, you're kidding.
And I said, and the women in your family do this willingly?
And he said yes?
Yeah.
Oh, be darned.
Even mom.
Wow.
I know. That's like my worst nightmare.
I just went to the doctor this morning. I turned around. I said, I'm not looking. He goes, you got to get on the scale. This is your physical. And I'm like, write it down. Don't tell me.
You're listening to Jane and Carol, As Goes Wisconsin. We have Truly Remarkable Loon coming up at 1:33. Going to talk next about this gem that is up for sale in downtown Milwaukee. If you're looking for a mansion, this is the place for you. Stay close. You're listening to the Civic Media Network.
We're lost in exhaust. You're a rider, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful souls. Your heart's a den tomato squats with moldy purple dots. Mr. Grinch, Mr. Grinch, Mr. Grinch.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning,
access to technology and school supplies,
and even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we are achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at pva.org.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. WAUKradio.com.
I know water that's thicker than blood, that's deeper than love with my friend.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, Jane and Carol. Carol and Jane with you until 2 o'clock, just moments away from having the truly remarkable Loon joining us at 1:33. But first, I have been in this building, and it is fantastic. And if you've never been inside the historic Schuster Mansion that is on Well Street in downtown Milwaukee, it's going up for auction, baby.
Really?
Have you ever been in there?
No.
You must.
No, Brooke just showed me a picture of it, and it's spectacular. It is spectacular, but I guess I didn't realize that it was opened. It's a bed and breakfast, right?
It has been for a long time.
Okay.
But certainly the owners have lived there while operating this bed and breakfast, and it's gone through many iterations over the years. Obviously, like a lot of these, taking on a project like this is no small thing. It was built in 1891.
Okay. I mean, it's a beautiful building on the outside. Now, why is it going up for auction?
I think the owners, they have done it for 15 years, and they've had enough. They sunk a whole bunch of money into this place. They spent $1 million in renovations, including a $200,000 Victorian-themed garden.
Wow.
And hand-stenciled wallpaper. It's a real popular place for weddings and probably, little tea parties. They have tea parties. They teach table etiquette and history lessons. In December of last year, they racked up 700 reservations just for tea.
Wow. But isn't that interesting? That's charming.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And so you and your friends can get, a little fancified and get dressed up a little bit and then go look at this incredible mansion. There's room for, I believe, 18 guests.
Wow.
With all different kinds of guest rooms.
You know what? We need a little bit of that old world charm, I think. Seriously, a little bit of that old world charm. I hope it goes into the hands of somebody who really respects it for its history and things like that. And I do think that buildings like that have a soul.
Oh, without a doubt.
They have a soul. It's like the Pabst Mansion. And if you haven't been to the Pabst Mansion at Christmas time, you got to go. It's absolutely spectacular. So do you know when this thing goes up for auction?
The auction ends, the online bids end December 17th.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's coming up on it.
It's coming up in just a couple of weeks. But yes, included in the property, 7 guest rooms, enough space for 18 guests, 1,200 square foot private quarters for the innkeepers, which is really pretty nice. And as you said, the people who take on something like this,
do it because they recognize how unique and special and wonderful and soulful it is. Because that's one of the, you know, the whole boulevard in Wisconsin Avenue, too, was lined with all kinds of mansions that over the years just got torn down
right.
because people couldn't keep up with the upkeep.
Right, right. And, you know, the thing is that we are very fortunate here in the Milwaukee area or southeastern Wisconsin area to have some of these just utterly spectacular homes that were built back at the turn of the century for some of the, you know, the brewery magnates mm-hmm. and things like that. So I just, I hate to see it get lost. I hope to Lord, good Lord, that it doesn't get torn down, but I hope somebody buys it that really loves it.
I am curious, and I don't know the answer to this, why they are putting it up for auction and not just...
It's for sale?
And not just putting it up for sale. There must be an advantage to that?
Boy, you know what? I have no idea.
Because you still have to have an auction house handle it.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know? So it's not like you're going to end up... Somebody's going to get a commish.
Right. Oh, I would think so. I find a fact. I have 18 people. It can hold 18 guests.
Yeah, it's a big place. I did, and there's also, at least there used to be, there was a small theater in the basement because I did a murder mystery there.
Oh, that would
I was
be fantastic.
I was in a murder mystery there many, many, many years ago.
Before the murder mysteries became.
Before they were murdered.
But you know what? That would be a great place to do set up a company like that, having a murder mystery company there where you can take some of these rooms and make them into, because that's big, but that's huge business right now. I have a friend that
do you really?
She does that all, well, she doesn't own one of these, but she does them all the time.
No kidding.
All the time. She loves them. It's just it's when we go back to the seek and hunt thing, and it's the pride of being able to solve in the time that you are allotted, and
who done it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's very cool. That would be great for that place.
Well, if you want to take a look at it, we have a link to the article, and you can find the pictures as well. Brooke, our social media czaress, has everything up on our podcast. You can go to asgoeswisconsin.com. You can go to civicmedia.us. If you have not yet downloaded, Carol, the Civic Media app, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, no, we've been talking about it quite a bit, and people should just partake in that.
You know what's so great about it, though, seriously, is you can listen to all of our stations all across the state of Wisconsin in Amory and Oshkosh and Wisconsin Rapids and Wausau and Madison for Devil Radio over there. And it just gives you an opportunity to see what's going on around the Civic Media Network because we are all around the state now.
Yeah, I was going to say it gives you an opportunity to find out what people are doing, you
yeah.
know, because we get kind of caught up in our little cocoon and we don't pay attention to some of the things that are happening and elsewhere around the state. And as we just talked about, like with the Wisconsin Dells,
yeah.
you know, it's fun to hear what people up in, you know, Bayfield are doing or people in the northeastern part of the state or Eau Claire, you know, what's up with them. And it's interesting. So it's a great app to have. So you should download it.
All right. Civic Media app. Make sure you download it and stay close. When we come back from the break, we'll be joined by truly remarkable loon, Jane and Carol, with you on As Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. Keep up on the day's news talk and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra.
Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Don't flip a coin and let the odds of heads or tails decide which bank you choose to work with for your home loan. Huddle with the mortgage professionals at Key Savings Bank, 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and the town of Rome. You'll find experienced coaches who will help pull together your game plan. No out-of-bounds advice or pump fake offers. You just get that all-important home field advantage. Key Savings Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Key Savings Bank.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Normal Park in Merrill has experienced a high level of vandalism since the summer, and officials are planning to add extra surveillance, hoping to catch or deter the vandals. The park has only been open for 3 years and is an inclusive playground with modified equipment as well as traditional playground equipment. This string of vandalism has racked up costs and fees to fix what has been damaged, and Mayor Steve Haas told WAOW News 9 that it takes a lot of manpower to fix the issues as well as money, and now the kids are without the equipment. He expressed what a shame this is and, along with Merrill Police, is asking anyone to report any suspicious activity in the area immediately. The head of Quick Trip says he'll retire at the end of the year. Donald Zitlow has been with the company for more than 50 years, and president and CEO for the last 22. His son, Scott Zitlow, will retire as a professor of surgery at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, to take over next year. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Highs level off around 39 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 18 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 44. Highs level off around 44 Thursday under cloudy skies. 40 Friday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 31.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So many questions.
Yeah, so I don't even know where to start.
How about if I give you the answers and then you come up with...
We'll do a reverse Johnny Carson kind of thing. Juggling. So did you do this as a kid? Was this always in your wheelhouse? Where did that even start?
I didn't learn to juggle until I was 20. By juggling standards, that's very late. All the really good jugglers, some of them learned when they were 3 years old. Most people can learn at about age 11. So, but I saw a fire juggling act when I was 20, and I was inspired to, I don't care how hard that is, I'm going to learn how to do that. I want to be able to throw flaming torches and catch them. And
so then how did you make this into a living? I mean, when you were growing up, was there something that you focused on that you wanted to be, but then you got, then this life path came in your direction?
I didn't graduate high school. I had a lot of behavior issues. So I never really had any particular life direction. I was just kind of blown in the wind a lot. I took opportunities. Whenever something interesting happened or was available to me, I would take opportunities, take chances. And first I learned how to juggle. And I was a very dedicated juggler. I practiced every day. I rarely went any place at any time without bringing some type of juggling props with me. And then in Madison, the second year I was juggling, I saw a street juggling act, which was the first time I'd ever seen an act. And I thought, well, I have the personality. I've always been kind of a show off and class clown kind of guy. So I could do that. And then I started pursuing street juggling first. I was a street performer for 7 years. I lived entirely out of my hat for 7 years.
Wow.
I started out in the street performing mecca of the United States, which is Key West, Florida. I don't know if... Have you been there?
I have never been to Key West, but I hear it's beautiful. Jane's shaking her head. Yes.
I have been there, and I can see where that would be a good place for busking.
Yeah. There's a place called Mallory Square that's a big dock that faces the west. And every day of the year, there are crowds of tourists that come there to watch the sunset. It's a spectacular view of the sunset. So all kinds of buskers, from magicians to jugglers to rope walkers. There was a lizard act guy. There was a guy that walked on broken glass. And they all performed. And you could do two shows. You had to do one that had to end before sunset, because that's why everybody actually came. They came to watch the sunset. So when they'd be watching your act, and when the sun would turn around, they would... And then once the sun was under the horizon, if you started right up again, you could do a second show before it got too dark there to juggle.
Busking is a way to develop a really thick skin, I would think, as a young performer.
Yeah. And in Key West, on the pier there, there was often 10 other acts. So if you weren't doing something very visually and comically or somehow interesting, people would just turn around, and 10 feet behind them would be snake charmer or guy that walked on tightrope or who knows what. There were so many different kinds of acts there.
Well, now, but you're not just a juggler. I mean, you expanded into all kinds of things for entertaining everybody. I mean, how did that happen?
Well, I'm not a very good juggler. I've never been a great juggler, but I'm a good entertainer. I'm a good performer. I'm funny. Or that's what people tell me. I like to tell jokes. I tell jokes a lot as if they were true stories. That is often gets people. And I'm a really good entertainer. So juggling is kind of my foot in the door. And then when I start to do my act, the funny things I say, the way I do things, it's a lot more than juggling. So a technical juggling act, like if you go to Las Vegas and you go to Circus Circus, they have a juggling act, but it lasts 7 or 8 minutes. And the person usually doesn't talk, but does, five balls and 10 rings behind the back. It does all kinds of technically astounding stuff, but I've always juggled more simple things, but a lot of talking and a lot of funny things. I bill myself as a comedy juggler, so the comedy is first.
Loon, I want to back up again to when you were just learning how to juggle, when you said you were around 20. How many So if you you practice for a couple hours every day, did you have bruises all over? I mean, did you drop things on yourself? Did you hit yourself in the head with things? You must have smacked yourself a couple times.
Well, there was times, initially when one learns how to juggle, usually I learned how to juggle with balls. When I teach juggling now, I usually teach with scarves. So those, you can learn the juggling pattern, but since they fall very slowly, you can learn the pattern in a very easy way. Ah. And then you can start to switch to things like balls that, you know, move a lot faster. And for me, the progression was I learned how to juggle balls, and then I learned how to juggle clubs. And then I built a set of terrible juggling torches because I didn't really understand how to build juggling equipment at the time. I had hitchhiked to Guatemala for the winter, and I cut some bamboo sticks and wrapped cotton rags around the end of them. And they seemed too light, so I wrapped some heavy wire around the end, and the balance on them was terrible. The ends of them were hollow bamboo, so when they'd hit your hands, if you didn't catch them just right, the edge of the bamboo would... So, yeah.
Wow.
I also made the mistake that I thought, well, I'm going to juggle these in the dark.
Oh, God.
My very first time, and... When you juggle torches in the dark, all you can see is the part you're not supposed to catch.
I'm fascinated. That's hilarious because I never even thought about that. Because I'm not a juggler. I'm fascinated by the name. Can you tell the story of how you got your name?
Well, I'm first generation American. My parents came from Germany just 2 years before I was born, and they gave me a name. My birth name was Stefan, which in English might be translated to Stefan, but everybody called me Steve. And when I was a kid, I had a pretty bad speech impediment, and I couldn't say the letter S very well. So I didn't like being called Steve because I couldn't say my own name. So I switched, I went for a long time by my family name, which was Albert. And then I would get in trouble at school because they would call, you know, Stefan, and I wouldn't answer because I was calling myself Albert. And then they'd say, well, who's that extra kid? Well, I'm Albert, you know. So, and I tried out a bunch of different names. And then I was on a boating trip in the Boundary Waters in the summertime, and it rained for 11 of the 13 days that we were out. And I decided after about the second day that I was going to ignore the rain. It was July. It was relatively warm. So I went swimming in the lake every day, and then I dry off with my sopping wet towel and hang it up in the rain to dry. And there was loons on the lake, and I tried to swim out to the loons every day. And I never got there because they were much better swimmers than I ever was or will be. And my friend that was with me on the trip started calling me Albert of the Loons. So then Albert got dropped and I was simply Loon. And then the next summer I was living in northern Wisconsin with some friends we lived in a teepee and we were building a stone house. And when we got to the roofing part, I was very skinny back then. And everybody fell off the roof because it was very steep. The final drop was only about 8 feet. So it wasn't like, you know, fall off a second story roof. But I was the only person that did not fall off the roof because I was so skinny. And one of the people that I was working with said, "That's truly remarkable, Loon."
Oh, wow.
And I thought,
there you go.
Hey, that's it. I'm going to go with that. And so.
And a name is born.
Yes.
And yeah. You have your social security card and everything is truly remarkable, Loon.
Yes. All my identification, my passport, my driver's license, my library card. They all say truly remarkable Loon. And do you know about Pastafarians?
I do.
I am a Pastafarian. So my driver's license picture, I am wearing a colander on my hand.
Oh my God. That's so funny. I can't imagine what the DMV says to you when you come walking in to get your picture taken.
You know, it was a very interesting experience. There was a lot of people standing in line that was wondering, and I have a purple colander, no less. And they were very interested that, you know, other people that were going there to get their license or whatever. What's going on? What's that thing on your head? And then when I got up to the front of the line, there was no questions asked. Here's your paper, sir. No eye contact at all. No questions asked about that. It's like, this, you're not messing with this guy. Yeah. Just get him out of here.
And do you just crack up people at passport control too? Or do they just, it's like, we've seen everything. This is nothing new.
One time when I tried to board an airplane, the person, the TSA person, thought this can't possibly be a name. And then she called her boss over, and the boss said, "Oh, look, the name matches the name on the boarding ticket. Let them on."
That's so funny.
The other thing, Facebook, I've been kicked off of Facebook at least a half a dozen times because it's a fake name.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and then you have to send them a picture of your passport or your driver's license, and then 2 weeks later, they reinstate you on Facebook. And then it's happened to me about once a year since I've been on Facebook.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So where did the purple come from, or the periwinkle? Where did that come from? Is that like your favorite? Is that your favorite color, or is that the favorite color of your you know, friends, or what?
Well, one of my other many adventures, I lived in Hawaii for many years, and I met somebody who explained to me that different colors have effects on people. So he explained, you know, that brown makes you invisible, and blue is blue because of blue-collar workers. People are going to expect you to work. And so I tried out that next year. I was sewing my own clothes back then, and I made clothes in all these different colors, and purple was the funniest color. So this was about 1980, and I could walk into some place, and I'd be dressed in head to toe in purple, and people immediately would say... So, you know, my goal in life is to make people laugh. So all I had to do was walk in the door and they'd be laughing.
So purple is the funniest color.
For me.
Okay.
For me. So, you know, it's an individual thing. And yellow was close. Yellow is a close, but it shows dirt really bad.
Oh, I bet. Well, we are going to continue our conversation. Truly Remarkable Loon is our guest. He has been juggling for 47 years, and he's hanging things up the day after Thanksgiving. We'll have more details about that. And Loon, we hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Jane and Carol on As Goes Wisconsin and the Civic Media Network.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Aho, Wisconsin. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, a new Native American theme show live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7. Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Simple thing to do. Believe in your dream, and your dream will come true for you. Be a red sunshine.
Welcome back to Ask Us Wisconsin with Jane and Carol. We are on the final segment of our show today, joined by truly remarkable Loon, who has been juggling for 47 years, and you've got three final shows, Loon, this Friday. Why don't you tell us about that?
So I'll be performing on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, which is, in my book, Purple Friday. And it's at the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. It's their Saturday morning series, which is they're holding on a Friday.
How does that work?
I know. It's always been Saturday, but this time it's Friday. And they do three shows in the, it's called Kids in the Rotunda. There's this beautiful round stage downstairs in the bottom of the Overture Center. It holds about 400 people. And there's three shows, and actually there's usually two, but they added a third one because they're expecting a big turnout. I have quite a following. So the shows are at 9:30, 11, and 1 o'clock this coming Friday at the Orchard Center for the Arts. The shows are free, so if someone doesn't like the show, I can give them double their money back.
That's an excellent guarantee.
There you go. Well, now, in all honesty, Loon, this has got to be kind of a bittersweet thing for you. You've done this for so long, and you're hanging up your hat, if you will. What's the future hold for you? What are you going to be doing?
Well, I did a lot of juggling shows in my life. I didn't do a lot of things because, well, am I going to go on this canoeing trip? Or am I going to go juggling? Well, I'm going to go do a juggling show. So I'm going to do this winter. I'm going to go skiing again, which I actually have done most winters. But I'm really looking forward to an extended ski trip in Colorado and maybe a second time out in Idaho. I'm going to plant trees. That's one of the things that I really started doing in the last years. I run the Little Free Tree Library and propagate and give away trees and plant quite a few of them as well.
Do you plant them just all over Madison or?
Some of my trees get exported further. Usually people come and pick them up. We do have the jumping worm, one of the gazillion invasive species. So I try not to send them too far. Though if you look at a map of the United States, the jumping worms are from like New Jersey into Colorado. So really, you know, some people say, oh, no, I don't want them, but you're going to get them. They're like the emerald ash borer or what's the new one, the spotted lantern fly that's coming in. You know, so, but I plant trees primarily on private property. I discourage people from planting on public property because, as a rule, the municipalities don't like it. They think, oh, this is our terrace. We'll decide where the trees are going to be planted. And in Madison, and I'm sure in Waukesha too, you've had the emerald ash borer that.
Oh, yeah.
12% of all trees in Madison are ash trees, and the city started by cutting down about 50% of city ash trees, and pretty much all the ash trees in Wisconsin are doomed. you know.
Now, going back to the juggling thing, what was the hardest thing for you to learn for your act?
Well, I used to juggle five balls, which in my guesstimate, less than 1% of everybody that learns how to juggle can do five balls. But there's a lot of jugglers that do 7, 9. There's a few jugglers that do 11. But five balls was extremely difficult for me. And then in 2007, I tore one of my rotator cuffs. And I never got back to that juggling level. And so that was, you know, technically the most difficult thing.
Okay.
Truly Remarkable Loon is our guest. You can catch his one of his final three shows this Friday in Madison. And if you go to asgoeswisconsin.com, if you want to check out our podcast, we will have all of the links you should be able to find there if you want more information about Truly Remarkable Loon, including his little free tree library. Loon, I'm curious, where is the most exotic place that your juggling has taken you?
Oh, gosh. I had a spectacular 2-week tour in New Zealand. I had just such a great time. My juggling opened every door. Every single day, I got invited to go sailing with people the next day, or to go hiking with them on a glacier, or come out to the sheep farm. New Zealand is a really fun place to be.
And it is the cleanest country I have ever seen. I swear they vacuum every night.
Yeah, but I've also, I've traveled all over the United States. I toured in Arkansas a couple of times, which is a very, you know, it's the same country as Wisconsin, but it's a very different place.
Yes, I know. My sister used to live in Little Rock. I've been there. That was a very interesting visit, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, now, okay, so you're off and you're going to right into the retirement sunset. I really very much hope that you enjoy all your time together and with the family and going on ski trips and, you know, take the time. At this point in time in your life, it's time to just sit back and enjoy, you know?
Yeah, I have two grandsons now. My two daughters are grown. I have two son-in-laws. I took my younger grandson to Germany to meet most of my family over there 2 years ago.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, he was 2 years old. We had such a blast together. And I want to take my older grandson. He's 12 now. I want to take him to Germany. And he's going skiing with me now, too, all the time.
Oh, fun.
But are your daughters like, Dad, don't teach him how to juggle. Please, God, don't teach him how to juggle.
No, my oldest daughter's actually, both of my daughters are fairly accomplished jugglers. But they have other interests in life, you know, and I'm interested in them in jugglers. My oldest daughter won the Flamingo Award at the 1999 World Juggling Festival.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Which is an award for the most up-and-coming female juggler at the festival.
That's fantastic. Well, it has been just a delight talking to you. Congratulations on your long, long, successful career. And I'm sure whatever you do, you will go forward and do it with a lot of joy and a lot of purple.
Yeah, my arms are really looking forward to a rest.
Truly well, Remarkable Loon. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
You have been listening to Jane and Carol. Civic Media Network, As Goes Wisconsin. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We will be back with you on Monday.
Yeah, Kristen will be back on Monday, and it'll be interesting to hear of her travels and how her honeymoon went. So that's great.
Honeymooner is going to be back. Thank you, Carol Kane, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone. Keep it right here. Dueling Tangents is next. I'm a whack, whack, whacking like old man trouble, whacking on that front door. Wanna send you packing, on and double, if I ain't going away no more. Laugh and be happy, don't you ever wear.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.